Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role. Like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Have you always felt a little odd, a little different? The world is crying out for witches to heal and to rebuild, but do you hear its call and will you answer? This is a space for free thinking, where I give you tools to explore and build your craft. We all have a divine spark. Join me each week and grow that spark into a fiery beacon. I am your host, Michael Moorcroft, and I'll be bringing you a 101 guide to all things witchcraft and spirituality. This is The Mage's Well. Hello, hello. Welcome back to the show. And to kick off the year, I thought we'd look into psychic protection. But first, let's look at the forecast for the week ahead. So, on January 6th, we've got a full moon. It's actually a micro full moon, meaning the moon has an orbit, as we know. It's currently at its furthest point of this orbit from the Earth. So, it's going to look a lot smaller than usual. The 6th is also Bean Day. Bit random, but it's thought to be celebrated as it's the day geneticist Gregor Mendel died. Gregor used bean and pea plants to test his theories on genetic inheritance. His work is credited with forming the basis of modern genetics. Sunday the 8th is Bubble Bath Day. Not a fan of bubbles in my baths, I'm more of a salt guy, but make them how you want. Coming of Age Day on the 9th is a public holiday in Japan, held annually on the second Monday of every January, honouring those who have turned 20 between April last year and April this year, and officially marking them as an adult in Japanese society. The West doesn't really hold initiations, and I think that is something that really needs to be rectified, but perhaps you could honour any threshold moments that you've just gone through. Peculiar People Day on January 10th is our opportunity to recognise and celebrate those who refuse to conform to the world's idea of normal. Absolutely love the idea of this. Do something weird, honour the weird people in your life, and that's your week. Now, onto the show. We live in a world of forces that remain invisible to our eye, sharing this plane with entities who we struggle to comprehend and whose actions we rarely perceive. And yet, they can have an impact on us. 2022's Nobel Prize for Physics was around the idea of quantum entanglement, which propounds that objects can influence one another in unseen ways at great distances. If you listen to my show, you'll already know it, but this quantum theory proves witchcraft has basis. You may have noticed, or if you are new on your path, yet to realise that as you've learnt and grown your practice, you are more sensitive to energies that can sometimes be unbalancing. It's not necessarily a bad or an evil thing, it's just new territory. And with new territory comes new behaviours and methods of adapting. My aim with today's episode is to provide such methods. There's also the issue of psychic attack, whereby energy is sent with the intent to harm. The attack takes place on an energetic, mental, emotional, or physical level. And hexes and curses are a form of physical attack. They are seen as one weapon in an arsenal. But more often than not, psychic attack, it isn't usually done via rituals and magic, but rather the focusing of will with the desire to cause harm and disrupt. And there are countless entities and spirits that may send harmful energy your way. Energy that may take the form of nightmares, acting out of character, fatigue, reoccurring accidents and bad luck, illnesses, feelings of being touched, shadows out the corner of your eye, feelings of being watched, to name a few. You can see from the list, it's difficult to determine if you are actually under attack. But rather than seeking protection from all of this, let's start to look at it from a different lens, that of empowerment. I think the word protection is already placing you on the back foot. It can have connotations of a lack of power and creates fear, especially when the word psychic is in front of it, alluding to the invisible and unknown. Rather than giving you tools to protect yourself, I want to give you tools to empower yourself so you aren't vulnerable to whatever is thrown your way. It's a subtle difference, but it's a vital one. Stop protecting and start empowering. Now, a lot of today's episode centers around visualization, but I realize that not all of us are particularly good at this. If you are a non-visual person, imagine the feeling of what the exercises are describing, or adapt it so it plays to your strengths. But practice is something that can really help with this. So I have also created a guided little exercise, and I've put it on my Supercast. Basically, I take you through items to imagine. There's different levels and it gets increasingly difficult and quicker. If you want to subscribe to my Supercast, you can find the link in the episode description, or you can just find the Mage as well on Supercast. It's $4.99 a month to subscribe, and you get access to exclusive episodes, shoutouts on the show, Ask Me Anything episodes, rituals, witchy exercises, guided meditations, and more. So, if you are on the market for more witchy content created by moi, this is something you should check out. And with the exercises I'm about to describe, you will need to top them up with energy as and when they fade and disappear. So, let's start off with an easy one, the golden orb. So, to begin with, you'll need to imagine that you are in a safe space. It could be somewhere imaginary, it could be somewhere you've been, somewhere from your childhood, you get the idea. It doesn't really matter where, other than you need to know that it's safe. Experience this as fully as you can as well. What do you feel as you're walking? What do you smell? How does the weather feel on your skin, or if it's inside, what's the room's atmosphere like? We want to add as many details as possible. Now, imagine a golden orb surrounding your body, especially your spine. This area is often neglected. And you want to notice how big the orb is, and you want to use your mind to probe its edges. And we're going to check for any cracks or breaks, and imagine repairing them. If you feel like you need some extra protection, the outer edge of this golden orb can crystallize. And also imagine a thick cord tied around an ankle entering the earth, descending through the earth's different layers, anchoring you to this reality. Now, when you're out and about, if someone's presence is unsettling or overwhelming, imagine a plate of glass between you both. You can still hear them, but the glass contains their energy. You want to visualize the glass as much as you can, and the more real you make it, the more powerful it will become. If you don't have to acknowledge them, the glass can actually be a brick wall, and you can affirm to yourself about the person that they are no longer here. You can also interlace your fingers and place your hands over your stomach, elbows pressed to the side with your feet touching each other. this will effectively close you off to any energies that may be influencing you. You could also surround yourself in mirrors to bounce the energy off and away from you. Alternatively, you can encase someone who's trying to harm you in the mirrors as well.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Pyramid of Protection. This is a powerful visualization technique whereby you essentially imagine you're floating inside a pyramid. Typically, the pyramid's color is green, but really any color is suitable depending on how you feel. You could do this before bed. You can imagine your house within a pyramid, your family members, or just you. And once the visualization is over, remind yourself that the pyramid's power is still active. Drawing a pentagram, this is a really useful skill to have under your belt. And if it's one thing to take away from today's episode, make it this. So we want to point with the first two fingers of the right hand. The remaining fingers fold towards the palm, the tips touching with the thumb. Arm is kept straight and strong throughout, and you begin by pointing the hand to the left side of the body by the feet. Bring your arm up, pointing above the head to form a peak of the pentagram. You're then bringing this down to the right side by your foot. So by now, you've drawn an upside down V or a mountain. And we're then bringing this arm up over to the left shoulder, then horizontally across to the right shoulder, and then to complete, return the arm to the left foot. There are many ways to draw the pentagram, and this one is particularly potent for banishing. You can also add colour to your pentagram. Cobalt blue or violet, these are very powerful colours. While in meditation, you could ask your doorkeeper to make themselves known to you. This is kind of like an energetic bouncer assigned to you at birth who guards and watches over what entities can and can't approach you. Having an awareness and strengthening the relationship with your doorkeeper, it's always a good idea. Ask your doorkeeper to make themselves known and watch out for any sensations on the body, smells, if you get images in your mind, you get the idea. For the first few times, you might not get anything. I do this daily for a week, same time, same place, like you're keeping an appointment with your doorkeeper, and take it from there. And what is this going to do? Well, you can call on them whenever you feel the need to, and as well as set the guidelines as to how they should work. Now, on a similar level, I've just put up a little exercise on how to create an energetic entity for protection on my Supercast channel alongside with the visualization exercise. These are both live now. Now, this entity that we'll be creating on there, this differs from a doorkeeper as the entity is from your imagination and something that you'll need to build and empower. Now, you can also create a doppelganger of yourself, and it can be used to take the hit while you remain unaffected. So you want to visualize yourself stepping out of your body, and we're leaving behind a shell, and you're using a blade to sever your link to this image. We're creating a false target, and if you're concerned about your situation, I would do this every night for protection while sleeping, and I'd visualize burning the dummy the following morning. Now, when we clear energy out of ourselves through de-stressing meditations or through energy center cleansings, whatever it may be, that stagnant negative energy it needs to be moved on. When we do a smoke cleansing, we open the windows to let what we've disturbed a means to escape and move on. We're typically not taught to do this whenever we're doing these cleansing visualizations on ourselves, which may be okay if we're out working in nature or near a river, but if we're doing this work in our homes, we're never truly disposing of the stagnation. So we're going to build an inner temple. While in meditation, I'd like you to scour your mind for a location that you've been to or that you feel a connection to. This is going to be the site of your temple. And begin to think about how you'd like it to look and start building it. Come back to it each day and notice how construction is going. And note this temple. It can look like anything you'd like it to. You can also construct statues to deities that you work with as a way to honor them. And again, give this temple as many details as you can. There just needs to be a room inside of it with a sacred fire within a circle. It's within this fire that we can transmute negative, stagnant energy into something more useful. Now, carrying on from this inner temple, this sacred fire you've created, it's wonderful for cutting cords with someone that you'd like to release from your life. Sat in your inner sanctum, conjure the image of the person that you'd like to release. Explain why you're doing what you're doing, and that you wish to be free of the bonds that you have created together. See how many bonds you have with this person, where they are attached, and what they actually look like. And when you're ready, you grab these bonds and one by one pass them over the sacred fire. Again, don't forget any that are attached to your back. Other tips and tricks. Imagine a violet flame flowing down into your head, through to your heart, pumping through your body and then flowing out your stomach and engulfing the whole body. Pray to certain guardian angels, spirit guides, or ancestors. Laughing is really good medicine when faced with psychic harm. Visualize the harm coming your way and laugh in the face of it to dispel it. Bonus points if you laugh outside the meditation too. Invoke the Archangel Michael and visualize a pillar of golden light illuminating you or his wings wrapped around you. Mars is a wonderful protective deity to work with. Check out my Mars episode over on my Supercast to learn how to work with him. You can also imagine a cloak of protection around you. I don't personally use this, but I like the idea of the cloak taking on the appearance of the night sky, particularly useful when traveling at night. And you can also add to the lining of the coat that it can be a color that you associate with power, and you can also add in powerful symbols as well. You could listen to my grounding meditation right back at the start of the show. Try making your dominant hand into a fist and bang your chest twice with an affirmation like, I am safe. You could also bang it in time with your heartbeat as well. You could call on an apex predator for protection. You can also invoke protection from your spirit allies while you sleep. Before bed, repeat as many times as you feel. Ancestors and spirit guides, please guide me and protect me in my dreams. Psychic protection, or rather empowerment, is a basic skill to have. But because of this basicness, it's often overlooked. I urge you to pick up one or as many of these practices as you like and to start working with them and see how it makes an impact on your practice as well as your daily life. And majors, that is a wrap on psychic protection. If you have enjoyed the show, please do leave a review wherever you listen. It really does make a massive difference to a little independent podcast like mine. As always, thank you for listening. But before I go, the poem this week is called I Am Safe by Marianne Samrath. I am safe. What I built within my heart now radiates outside me. I am safe. The way I trust my intuition now shines away those evil eyes. I am safe. The way I live authentically now speaks to who I welcome in. I am safe, conscious of my choices. I am safe, building my surroundings masterfully, mindfully, creating a new system where my outer peace matches my inner peace. I am safe because I am surrounded by those who protect me, watch me, love me, are kind to me. At last, I am safe because I have recognized the creator of my safety is me. Peace out, witches, and I'll see you at the crossroads.
Catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.